Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F to N-Word. And of course, I would love to hear from you. If you want to give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to also have an interactive experience with me, Smooth Drama style, you can always jump into the chat room. The chat room is live on site, smoothdrama.com. So if you go to www.smoothdrama.com, guess what? You can jump into the chat room. It's anonymous. We can all hang out. Have a good old time. Talk. Just enjoy each other's company. It'd be all beautiful. And if you want to just, during your everyday whatever you do on social media, you can actually jump into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. Lavender will add you. Once again, myself or Mr. Lavender will add you to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back, follow you, whatever. And we're good to go. All right? So, without further ado, I apologize for last week's technical difficulties that derailed what we were going to do. But we're here now. And like always, we're going to go in Smooth Drama style. And what can we do if we're not talking about the apocalypse? And how scrumptious-er it is. Always got it. Scrumptious-er. It's what it is. It's crazy. I mean, I start off by saying my new slogan. I got 99 followers, but a bitch ain't one. Seriously, I have 99 followers. I'm going to stop saying it when I get over 99 followers. I'm at 99. I get to 100. 100 don't sound as cool as 99 followers, but a bitch ain't one. It's, I don't know. It'll sound better. Anyway, just in case you thought that you was getting better through the apocalypse, guess what? There's a super yeast out here. Let me repeat that. There's a super yeast out here. Super bug yeast. Let me get that right. A deadly super bug yeast. Because y'all was talking about COVID. Well, they found this wild fungus super yeast. And they found it in India. And apparently, it was first discovered in 2009. They found it in somebody's ear infection. And this super yeast has been found in a dozen countries, including the United States. It can cause life-threatening infections, especially in already weakened hospital patients. But wait, what makes the yeast especially scary is that it's often resistant to multiple antifungal medications at once, making these infections difficult to treat and frequently fatal. Now, it's also established outside of the body, and it's hard to remove from the environment. Sounds awesome, right? Yep. Welcome to the apocalypse. Just when you start feeling hope for one, there's another one. I mean, it's 2009, so it's been around. It's 12 years. So I guess we can have that don't talk, don't tell policy about this deadly super yeast. I guess it's takes yeast infections on a whole other level. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because it's the apocalypse. Got to talk about something, right? I can talk about something serious. Well, more serious. Less serious? Is it serious? Deshaun Watson? I mean, dude is up to 13 lawsuits. Talking about somebody who probably wished that super yeast was one of his problems. He's at 13. So if you don't know who Deshaun Watson is, well, Deshaun Watson is a football player. He plays for the Houston Texans. Well, he decided this summer that he wanted to be traded. Got public, got indignant, put it out there. Yeah, this organization doesn't represent me. You know, all this stuff. You know, he was trying to get traded. I don't want to play here no more. So, what happens when you're the number one money getter for an organization and you don't want to get money for them? Some people, especially in football, are like, you know what? I'm just going to ruin you. Now, I'm not going to say, hey, these lawsuits are illegitimate. Not going to say that. I am going to say, though, it is some interesting timing. Now, there's multiple possibilities here. The organization could have been protecting him this whole time. Hey, he's 25. He's the face of the franchise. He's a prominent quarterback in the league. He's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's a draw. National champion at Clemson in college. Dude's got a lot going for him. Unfortunately, he's got this going for him too, in a negative direction. So it started off with 3, ballooned up to 6, and now we're at 13. So the six extra was filed Monday in Texas, and they're all sexual misconduct or assault. Now, I don't really like talking about rape and forcible interactions, and I definitely don't like talking about, you know, alleging that people could be not entirely telling the truth. Because maybe where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know. I just say it is some peculiar timing. He wants to get traded. The lawsuits happen. And then, there are what they say in the allegations. And I could be wrong. Lord knows I've been wrong before, and I'm probably going to be wrong again. But so one of the women who filed suit alleges that he touched her with his genitals 3 weeks ago. Okay. Then another one said that there were two incidents where in July and August he tried to force her to have oral sex with him. And normally, somebody trying to get their money. But I always look at what are the circumstances, right? So, there was nothing before this, and now he wants to be traded, and there's allegations. Now, once again, he could totally be guilty of this. Totally. Wouldn't be shocked at all. Because athletes doing dumb stuff. I mean, we had Antonio Brown masturbating on folks' backs and collecting bags of gummy dicks and throwing them at people. So we can say, yeah, athletes and what they do have been very, very irresponsible. We had the lineman beating up his woman, choking her out. Oh, you're not dead yet. We had that guy. We had the place kicker, the punter, beating his wife to death. We, of course, have the very, very famous Ray Rice knocking his woman out in the elevator. So there are multiple cases. All of them horrific. Reprehensible. Okay? And I look at the timing, and then the whole, we had two incidents with the same person, two different months. And so, once again, I get you trying to get your money. I get that. But then you have the other part where it's multiple incidents. And I'm thinking, and maybe I'll speak for ladies that aren't in that situation, and maybe the ladies will speak for themselves. And you would say, hey, if a guy tried to force me to have oral sex with him, I'm probably not going to do anything, no massages for him. It's like he comes in, I can't work with him. I mean, that would be my thing. Now, conversely, once again, did he do it? Did he do it to all 13 of these women? It's in the air. I just know this brother's career is over. I don't think he's going to come back from this. So, yep, you wanted to get traded? Well, you're going to get traded. You're going to trade your Texas uniform for a prison uniform. Yeah, sometimes these dudes need to understand how these things work. If you're going to do it, you had to be low-key. And two, you probably have to, if you're going to ask for trades and stuff like that and get indignant in public, you're probably going to have to live that, I don't know, that Grant Hill lifestyle where you do absolutely positively nothing. I think Grant Hill, because one of the basketball wives was talking about, oh, there's no NBA players that have ever, you know, they just, they ain't shit. And then, you know, there's like, oh, Grant Hill, da-da-da. He's the exception to the rule, obviously. But there was nothing to him. He didn't have, and he didn't marry a groupie, none of that. So it was like one of the ladies, she was like, well, and it you could see that it kind of hurt her feelings. But I was watching the interview. Why, I don't know. But it just actually came on while I was watching the game or something. And she was talking. And that came up. And Grant Hill came up. And it was kind of funny. Because it felt like it hurt her. Like, well, if I can't say something negative about somebody, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so, and getting back to it, we're here with Deshaun Watson. Cautionary tale. Because as you know, we love to talk negative about people. And it's here now. And we're just going to have to wait and see what the end result's going to be. I don't think that he's ever going to be the same after this. And we'll see what happens. On that note, we're going to break. It's Juvenile. Set it off.
Set it off in this motherfucker. in this motherfucker.
Is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Now, every time I hear that song, it's just like, I just feel like I'm back in New Orleans. I'm ready to bounce. On and cracking. You know, if y'all see me in here fake dancing in the chair. Nah, you probably ain't gonna see that. Anyway. So, I think everybody, well, most people, you know, while they were still reacting to Atlanta, right? Everybody still reacting to Atlanta and just a bad day. When the sheriff said, oh, he had a bad day, just went in, shot those people. It's just a bad day. Then, because it's the apocalypse, we got homie. I mean, I don't think I need to wait to the end of the, but you know what? I'm just going to be official. Hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, I mean, most people have seen the video of homie in Colorado. Just, it's like, wow. Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa. Playing around his AR style semi-automatic rifle, his family said. Took it from him because he's playing with the guns in the house. So he then, a couple days later, goes in, well, he shoots people outside of King Super's supermarket in Boulder, and then went inside and killed altogether 10 people. Woo! So you got two sides to the argument, right? You got the folks who are like, see, this is why we need our guns. This is why we need our guns. See? Because if people would have had their guns, if everybody was strapped, they could have picked him off. You know, it could have been like what's the Wild Wild West back in the days out here on the West Coast. You just walk in the saloon or the store. Keep talking. I'll meet you at noon. So I don't think that he was in the middle of a duel. He just decided, I'm going to kill some people today. He bought the weapon 6 days ago, or 7 days ago now. So I'm guessing he had a plan. Now, they don't have any motives. I don't really care if he did or not. It's a horrible thing that he did. Just like last week's bad day. I guess this is another bad day. Because I don't want to get into the whole weighing which day was worse. They're both horrible because you just killed people that hadn't done anything to you. They just in the store or at their place of business. I won't say I don't understand it, because I actually do. It's the one thing that I've argued about American society forever and a day. The sick condition, and y'all know I've been talking about this when I talked about hygiene this summer. People think that I'm talking about washing hands and washing your ass in the shower. I'm partly talking about that because, yeah, you should wash your hands, you nasty bastards. And you should wash your ass, take a shower, use some soap. It's good for you. Brush your damn teeth while you're at it. But when I say hygiene, I'm talking about mental hygiene. I keep saying the mental hygiene of this country is ignorant. And this country is very unhygienic, mentally and physically. Yes, we have the latest gadgets. We have the coolest video game. We've got a lot of technology. Yep, got a lot of people with phones, laptops, big screen TV, all kinds of cool stuff, Wi-Fi, 5G, fastest G on earth. We got all that cool stuff. But guess what? At the end of the day, this society breeds people who want to shoot strangers who have not done anything to them. Now, we can talk about some people who do stuff because revenge killing. We talk about people who do things because they're mentally ill. We talk about people who do things because they're just fucking haters. Just a damn hater. Don't know the person, but I gotta kill you, right? We've seen that. And here we are. Now, granted, it's the apocalypse. It's the apocalypse. The apocalypse bringing out the worst in everybody. Just you just see it. It's all bad. Well, most folks you're just looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. Can we get a little love here or there? Can we get some hugs? Can we clown around? Something. Something to take your mind off of this foolishness. But at the end of the day, the conditions will still exist. They won't be exacerbated as much, because as the apocalypse dies down, some of the anxiety and tension will die down a little bit. But at the end of the day, folks are just out here. Crazy, aside from the trivial things, you know, people shooting each other over the stimulus check. There's been multiple cases of that. Fighting over stimulus checks. I mean, and we've seen the violence. And so right now, we're in the midst of, hey, let's attack the Asians. Because we have a, I don't know, you want to say a wheel of fortune wheel, where you got the different ethnicities, and you just spin that wheel, and then that group gonna get it at that particular point in time. as you know, normally it's Native Americans, black folks, Mexican homies, Puerto Rican homies. I mean, we've had a steady ratio of senseless violence conveyed upon us. And so now, no, because I think the Asian homies have forgot or thought that maybe we'd be exempt from it. But nope, you're not. You in that barrel too. No matter how you think you're not in the barrel, still there. And so at the end of the day, all of this violence is reprehensible. It's just, it's terrible. I can't say that when I saw it, I'm like, wow. I thought that it was, oh, the white supremacists just start shooting in the grocery store, like, oh, okay. Because normally that's a stereotype, right? It's a white supremacist that decides I want to kill people, multiple people, right? And plus Colorado, they've had those folks that just want to just publicly walk up and kill people. But I can say, no, I'm wrong, because walking up and killing people, that's everywhere, right? I won't just say it's Colorado thing. I mean, hey, California, we're known for drive-bys. And a lot of times it's not the regular people who they're trying to hit. Getting hit is little boys and girls, and that's everywhere. This one is right along those lines also. I mean, he just went, at least with the drive-bys, it's folks that just, they know who they're trying to kill. They just terrible at aiming. So that's what happens, you know, because gangs to me are like bootleg Klansmen, right? They don't have the particular focus that the Klan has, and so they don't get who they say they're trying to get. But I digress. We have this situation that this society breeds. Has always bred it, and always will. And I mean, I know folks. I got guy friends. I got girlfriends. And there's hope. There's hope. I'm like, okay. But we have a pretty strong cycle here in the United States. The police are going to abuse their power. There's going to be, because the wealthy have created a system to pimp the poor whites, that makes them think that, hey, it's them other folks trying to ruin our way of life. Keywords, our way of life, like y'all own franchises too, like y'all have $1 billion businesses, like y'all benefiting from these tax cuts. Nope, you not. And so what happens is they associate themselves with some folks that They would probably want to hurt themselves if they had to hang out in the same place as you. Just saying. It's the truth. And you hate all other poor folks. Now, you know what? Not gonna argue with you. poor white people, conservatives just getting pimped, liberals getting pimped. You know, it's two sides of the coin. You still can't sit at the table with the people that you philosophically believe in. You can't sit at that table. They won't let you. You can agree with them, but you ain't sitting at my damn table with me. So you just wonder what, because I don't really see the difference between liberal and conservative. They're two sides of a coin, it's head or tail, and neither one of them has a seat at the table for me. I don't even ask for a lot. If I'm sitting at the table, I just want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm not even asking for a deluxe barbecue chicken meal. Nope. I just want peanut butter and jelly. Can't even sit at the table and eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's where we at. And these are the conditions that this society breed that creates these shooters. You throw this stuff in the pot. It's like, this is American gumbo. A little racism here, a little classism here, irrational hate here, pandemic, frustration, patriotism. Bam. Gumbo deluxe. And folks respond by shooting people who ask them to put masks on, shooting people because they're going to the store, shooting people because they want a happy ending in the massage parlor. I'm like, I was sitting up here thinking, I was at the store yesterday. I got home, turned on the TV, because I was watching basketball. Basketball was on. And that came through the feed. And I was like, damn, that could have been me at the store. And I'm thinking everybody who's ever been to the store, right? You're just thinking, I'm just going to the store. I can get shot because somebody was mad over something that had nothing to do with me. Crazy, as Kwame used to say. Real crazy. But hey, we could just talk about the wax shop had to remove Trump's plastic statue because people kept punching it. That's mature. That's very mature. I guess that could be a bigger story. Or we can talk about that other thing, the imaginary Twitter. Twitter got him. Twitter got on him. You know, you always hear that when you start talking about real life stuff. So, yeah, I'm guessing Twitter got on that Colorado shooter. Pissed, like, oh, Twitter's fucking with my emotions. Hey, okay. Social media can really get somebody? Think you have to care first. Now, I know I'm an exception to the rule, because I don't give a shit. Everybody on Twitter could be talking shit about me, and I wouldn't give a damn. Everybody on Facebook could be talking shit about me. I wouldn't give a damn. Because guess what? Social media, quote-unquote, pressure and bullying means nothing. Oh, somebody said something? Oh, ooh. Ooh, that's funny. Oh, yeah, that, that stung deep inside. That cut me. Like Donkey cut Shrek. I see this is serious, and we'll have a whole lot of folks with rhetoric. I mean, Sean Hannity came out and was talking about, hey, well, see, because we had these riots this summer, and folks were talking about defund the police. And because he said, oh, yeah, that was a social worker didn't show up. I was like, well, the police officer who did show up got shot and killed. So I don't know what that means to say social worker didn't show up. I mean, I know what they were saying. There are certain situations where you talk folks down, but that wasn't one of them. This wasn't somebody with just irrational talks. He shot people for no reason. He just like, oh, I see him outside, I'm shooting him. I see him inside, I'm shooting them. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no, well, he was frustrated about something that happened. No, he had a plan, and he planned on shooting and killing people. Just like homie with the bad day. Just decided, I'm going to shoot some people. It wasn't nothing. Nothing. That was nothing that you could social work out of. And it's the same situation. I mean, I didn't hear them, and this is the funny comparison. You don't hear them talking about homie killing folks at the spa. They say, oh yeah, he just had a sex addiction. Well shit, I got a sex addiction. I mean, most people have sex addictions. You have it, you want to have it again. It's like, yeah. But I'm not contemplating murder. I like happy endings. I don't know anybody who doesn't like happy endings. Man, if I was in a crowd of people, I'd say, how many people here don't like happy endings? And I'm guessing the only people who would raise their hands are the people who misheard the question. Everybody like happy ending, especially Deshaun Watson, apparently. I'm kidding. Anyway, point is, people in situations and how we frame these things, because how this society frames these things makes it what it is. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. On that note, I am going to go on break. It's a Join the Lucas. 10 bands.
Ten bands. 20 bands. What? She'll do anything for a couple grand. Never had no money, but she love to dance. What? I give her my money back to Uncle Sam. My ex bitch still want another chance. What? Man, I swear I never fall in love again. I done came up, I'm the fucking man. What? Me and Timberland got other plans. You don't really know what you up against. Well, you know I always had an upper hand. You ain't never been through the struggle, man. Homemade grips in the upper pants. You don't want shit, you don't want to dance. Two shots make him do the running man. And they say love is a drug. Man, I swear I never say drugs again. Traded my bike for a Hobie. Traded my Hobie for a Honda. Traded my Honda for a Panther. I just got a crib in Wakanda. I never been into the drama. Never been a fan of designer. All I really got is one wish. A one night stand with Madonna. Think I gotta hit him with the Airbus. Just to put them days when they made me ride the motherfucking fair bus. And this is for them days when my teacher told me I should go on sale drugs. Niggas went to jail, ain't nobody put the bail up. So they had the money, but she went and got her hair done. Niggas hated on me, but I never really cared much, goddamn. 10 bands, 20 bands, she'll do anything for a couple grand. Never had no money, but she love to dance. And I gave all my money back to Uncle Sam. My ex-bitch still want another chance. And that's why I never fall in love again. And if they love, it's a drug. I'd rather hit us out to play. I don't like you, you don't like me. Fuck it, let's get it out of the way. What we gonna do? What it's gonna be? I just got a million at the bank. Boy, you my son, do what I please. Fuck what any nigga gotta say. Lay in the sun, kicking my feet. I just might pull up in the mink. Take my enemies out of drink. Bust my weapons in the lake. Count on my blessings in straight. I think I might go on a date. Count on my dough in the face. Roll with the wave. Look at my soul in the face. They don't even know what to say. I just want 10 bands, 20 bands. Go do anything for a couple grand. Never had no money, but she love to dance. I give her my money, bet on the fam. My ex bitch still want another chance. Man, that's why I never fall in love again. Someone said love is a drug. Men lie, women lie, niggas lie. I'ma ride long as I am alive. Homicide, kill them like genocide. Get it on camera, televised. ADHD, identify. Look at my feelings, I'm civilized. Analyze, and I might spend the night with a dyke. Get a right, bitch, if I hit a ride. I remember scraping at the quarters. Drinking from the city, get some water. Trying to pay the rent, I couldn't afford it. Stress made a nigga bipolar. Washing machine out of order. Nigga had a hustle on the corner. Now back and forth from the border. Saving up hoes like a hoarder. 10 bands, 20 bands. Still do anything for a couple grand. Never had no money, but she let her dance. I gave her my money back to Aunt Sam. My ex bitch still want another chance. That's why I never fall in love again. I done came up, I'm the fucking man. Me and Timberland got other plans. You don't really know what you up against. But you know I always had an upper hand. You ain't never been through the struggle, man. Homemade grits in the oven pan. You don't want shit, you don't want to dance. Two shots making people running, man. Someone said love is a drug. I don't ever want to take drugs again.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Joyner Lucas, 10 bands. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Instagram, a.k.a. Facebook Junior, I mean, y'all do know that Facebook owns them. It's always funny. And kids are always talking about, you old because you own Facebook. We on Instagram. We on the gram. It's different, even though it's owned by the same person. Anyway, so Instagram actually did something really, really good. Something that should be applauded, actually. I mean, but because it's the apocalypse, ain't nobody talking about it. The coolest thing that I've seen social media do. What is that? I wish they could do it for me. Instagram stops adults from DMing teens who don't follow them. So, what Instagram is doing is they're launching a continuing to make Instagram safer for the youngest member of our community, which is a string of preventative measures to keep teens protected, most notably restrictions on direct messages, or as people call them, sliding into them DMs, right? So now, adults now can't message under 18 who don't follow them. The restrictions work through a combination of the user's claimed age when they signed up, as well as machine learning that predicts people's ages. Now, we know there's going to be some folks who now are going to be like, okay, I got to pretend like I'm 15 so that I can get at these youngsters. Because, as we know, pedophilia is just It's the way of life. I mean, sorry, but we kind of know that one's true. But at least, see, on the surface, some of these old bastards and old bastardettes, it's a new word. Put that brown sugar, write that down. Bastardettes. That's a cool word. Bastardettes. One of them. We'll talk about it. Smooth Drama Dictionary is coming. Just going to make up some words and throw them in there. It's going to be the lexicon going forward. Anyway, bastards and bastardettes who are trying to get at the youngsters. You can't follow. Since they don't follow you, you can't DM them. Or slide into their DMs, as people like to say. I guess that has a sexual connotation when you say sliding into them DMs, as people do. Anyway, Instagram, aka Facebook Jr., doing something to stop the Catholic Church. I mean, anyway, I ain't hating on people in the Catholic Church. I'm just saying. I mean, if all your priests are doing that, and y'all still rocking with them, I don't know. I don't know. But who am I? Who am I to talk about it? In the meantime, we just gonna go in Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. Groundhog Day. There's a school named after Grand Dragon of the KKK. Nathan B. Forrest. It's in Jacksonville, Florida. Nathan B. Forrest. Anybody remember Nathan Bedford Forrest? Great Civil War hero. Probably don't, because it was in a movie that y'all all saw, Forrest Gump. I'm gonna try to say it. Now, when I was a baby, Mama named me after the great Civil War hero, General Nathan Bedford Forrest. She said we was related to him in some way. And what he did was he started up this club called the Ku Klux Klan. They'd all dress up in their robes and their bed sheets and act like a bunch of ghosts or spooks or something. Yep. They'd even put bed sheets on their horses and ride around. Anyway, that's how I got my name. Forrest Gump. Mama said the forest part was to remind me that sometimes we all do things that, well, just don't make no sense. All right. So, maybe that part was important to you in the movie. Maybe you don't even remember it. Doesn't matter. There's a school named after this dude. There's a school named after this dude. West side of Jacksonville. Coming from the west side. Yep. Now, there are folks who are mad at that, right? You know, so there's that dude on Fox who warns Tucker Carlson. he says that if monuments to Confederate soldiers are taken down, the schools named after those historical figures who participated in the institution of slavery are given new ones, the entire history of the country will be subject to erasure. If we're going to judge the past by the standards of the present, if we're going to reduce a person's life to the single worst thing he ever participated in, we had better be prepared for the consequences of that. Now imagine that. Why would we judge folks by the single worst thing that they've ever done? Now, some folks would say, hey, there's people who have done a lot of good. And then they do one bad thing and we judge them. So we could take, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby did a lot of positive stuff, had a lot of positive shows, was a positive role model on TV. In real life, he did some things that a lot of folks don't agree with. Kind of judged by the most negative thing that he did. Now, this forest cat, he created the Ku Klux Klan. Some folks apparently thought that, hey, you know what? That's a heroic organization. And we should name schools after him because, hell, the KKK is one of the greatest organization ever created in the United States. We can say the first gang, did the first drive-bys, all that. KKK, name some schools after. All right, and if we're going to reduce a person's life to the single worst thing they ever participated in. I'm guessing the guy who created the Klan, start thinking about all the positive stuff that he probably was involved in, maybe he used to own slaves. I don't know. I didn't look him up. Him creating the Klan, starting the Klan, was enough for me. And that pretty much invalidated everything that he did in his life. Just like folks called Founding Fathers heroes, but they had slaves. So you can never tell me they were good people, ever. I don't care what they did and how they did it. 90
seconds.
I just don't care. And we'll never care. And we'll never give them credit for anything. But that's just how I think. But folks are like, oh my God, we're gonna change the names to all these Confederates. We're gonna lose our history. Okay. And I get it. Because hey, if you're a racist and folks are trying to erase your racist history. I can see it. I respect that. You know what? That's what racism is all about. That's what systemic racism is all about. Keeping the system going that keeps people oppressed and keeps creating these negative situations that we seem to be involved in on a day-to-day basis. And that's what makes this apocalypse scrumptious. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, jump in the chat room with us, smoothdrama.com. Holla.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.